What's up, what's up? It's your favorite sex and relationship coach, aka the Pussy Fairy, Azaria Menezes. So obviously you've landed on the juiciest podcast if you're listening to Getting Intimate. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have a pussy or you're a mom or you're in a relationship and you're looking to increase that pleasure and orgasm factor in the bedroom with yourself, with your body or in your relationship, or maybe you just want your pussy wet and your relationships to be the cherry on top of your Sunday sex ice cream, listen to this podcast. I'll be sharing all of my knowledge, all of my ideas, my experiences, and thoughts on this podcast with you so that you can invite new perspectives and way more sensual excitement into your life. As always, try anything I say on for size and see what you like and leave the rest. Let's get intimate. Today, we're going to be talking about breast love. Why are we talking about breast love? Because our breasts are such a powerful, juicy, like yummy source of pleasure. And we also want to be able to feel connected with them. Breasts are one of those body parts that are so easy to feel judgment towards. It's so easy to feel critical towards your breasts. And in the society we grow up, with the media, with like everything going on out there in the world, it's so easy to slip into a pretty complicated and difficult relationship with our bodies and especially our breasts, right? And so when we think about why there's even a big disconnect when it comes to our breasts, right? Like, why is there such a disconnect when it comes to our sexual organs? We have to look at where our ideas form around our breasts, right? Like, most of the time, the ideas that we have forming around our breasts and what they should look like and what they're expected to look like and what society thinks is cute and like what I don't know, our friends think is beautiful, right? We gather all of these ideas at a time when our breasts are developing, right? And we're so impressionable at that time. And it's so incredibly easy to actually keep these beliefs and internalize them so deeply and carry them towards adulthood. And so this is a really beautiful time if you have never done this before. And if you're like, oh my gosh, I literally want to change the relationship that I have with my breasts. I want to feel good about my breasts. I want to feel connected to my breasts. I want to feel connected to my sexuality, my relationships, my heart. This is a fucking amazing, a great time to actually update that story that you have around your breasts, right? It's very normal to feel shame around our breasts. It's very normal to sometimes even just like feel the sense of disconnection to our breasts, right? Some of you may feel disgust around your breasts, and these things are so normal in our society today. As I said, depending on how you grew up and how pleasure and the self-love aspect was taught to you and what you learned about self-love growing up in the world, and if you didn't receive like proper instruction on how to actually love parts of your body, right? Care for your breasts, feel into pleasure in your body. It's going to be so hard to figure out why and how you're not connected with them and like try to build a relationship with them in your teens. And so it's your responsibility. Like, what a fucking sexy responsibility. I fucking love this. It's your responsibility to actually commit to creating a deeper, more luscious, more exquisite, yummy relationship with your breasts. Because I'm telling you, you don't have to like go utterly crazy and like be super in love with your breasts, because we all know, easier said than fucking done. Like, that's fine. But what we want to come to is a deep acceptance, right? Like, we want to develop compassion and we want to develop this really deep sense of self-love and acceptance with our breasts, because there is so much power in connecting to your breasts and also connecting to your heart. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that later in this live. But when we connect to our breasts, when we speak to our breasts, when we think thoughts that are full of acceptance, right? When we think thoughts that are full of love and gratitude and like enjoyment around our breasts, this creates the stories around how we actually perceive other people's opinions and views on us, right? Because let's say, I'll give you an example because this might sound a little complicated. So let's say you feel a certain way about your breasts, like you hate your breasts and they're too small, or I don't know, one is bigger than the other, whatever story is coming up for you, right? You are going to internalize this thought, and then you're also going to think that everyone else who is around you and being intimate with you, maybe your partner, whatever, right, is going to think the exact same thing. And so the stories that we tell ourselves around our bodies, right, the way we speak to ourselves, the way that we think about our body parts, especially our breasts, is so incredibly important. So it's up to you to actually work on changing the narrative, right, rewriting that story around how you feel about this body part, and see if you can shift things a little bit. Because once you shift that internal story that you have around your breasts and around any other part of your body, right? Like, you can use this for other things as well. Today we're talking all about the fucking boobs. When you rewrite that story, it becomes so powerful because you begin to actually shift how you feel around it, and you begin to show up in a whole different way. And I tell you, when a woman is fucking connected to her breasts, when she is connected to her chest, when she's connected to her heart, right? There's so, so much emotional power and emotional strength that shines through. And how your posture is, like how you feel in your center, how connected you feel to your sense of power, magnifies, and it's fucking fabulous. So there are so many benefits to connecting with your breasts and creating these rituals in your life that actually really support a deep sense of love and acceptance with your breasts. Got to make sure that they're not popping out, because Facebook hates that. They will shut my video off. So yes, let's talk about how our breasts actually connect us to our confidence and our fucking posture, because this is how we show up in our bodies, right? Like, our breasts are something that is, when you're actually not connected to your breasts, it changes how you show up in your posture. It changes your confidence in how you show up in the world and how you're showing up in the bedroom and how you're showing up in your relationship and your intimacy. And this is so deeply tied on how we, like, how connected we feel to our breasts, but also more specifically our heart, right? Because that's where all of our emotional wounding sits and lives, and a lot of pain, heartbreak, all of these experiences, right? That can feel really, that can feel really hard to move through. And so the more we disconnect from our heart and our breasts, the more disconnected we become from our confidence and how we show up in the world and our empowerment. So it's so incredibly important to just like work on connecting to your heart and connecting to your breasts, because this is going to show you how you are going to improve that like empowerment factor and how you fucking show up in the world and how you're showing up in your pleasure and how you're showing up in your joy, right? Because joy is one of those emotions that is so, so, so deeply connected to your heart, and therefore also so, so deeply connected to your breasts. Okay, so let me know if you're loving what's happening and what I am sharing right now. If you're like, ooh, not quite convinced yet, don't you fucking worry. Like, there is more. Okay. So what happens when we aren't connected to our breasts? That's a big thing. When we're not connected to our breasts, we struggle when it comes to body confidence, right? There's a part of our breasts, when we aren't really connected to them, we're disconnecting from an open heart. We're disconnecting from like a sense of like deep pleasure. And I'm not talking about like sexual pleasure in the sense, but when we are disconnected from our breasts, we're also disconnecting from our sense of power, right? And when we're disconnecting from our power, that cuts off our connection to our deep pleasure, right? Our connection to then our sexuality. And so the breast-heart connection is so incredibly important because you can't just like talk about the breasts without bringing into the heart. And in Taoism, the breasts and the heart are considered as like this space of power for women, right? Like this is the positive pull. And in Taoism, this is where women lead from, right? Like this is how we penetrate the world. And like compared to our genitals, that would be like a negative pull. And that is where it's more of like a receiving space. So we penetrate the world with our breasts and our heart, right? Like that's where all of our juicy emotional strength is. That's where all of our power stems from. And so it's so, so, so important to reconnect with our breasts and reconnect with that power. Because when we aren't connected with that, we show up in the world feeling, okay, let me think of like a juicy, juicy word here. We show up in the world feeling a little bit insecure and like not trusting, right? Like when we can't connect with our penetration energy, when we can't connect with our power, it feels really, really, really hard to trust. It feels really hard to surrender. It feels really hard to open up. And so then we're also disconnecting from our genitals, our sexuality, and also our ability to surrender. So when we increase, right, when we increase that connection to our breasts, when we increase that connection to our heart, we are connecting with more freedom. We're connecting with more liberation. We're connecting with, I don't know, our fucking juicy ability to show up in the world with so much fucking empowerment. And there is so, so much more openness behind it. So remembering that the breast-heart connection is so incredibly important. And the more energy a woman has in the area of her breasts and in her heart, the more fucking alive she's going to feel, the more juicy she's going to feel, and the more confident she is going to feel, right? Because when you're coming from this fucking place, like, you are unstoppable. Like, when you see, let's just imagine this for a second. You're imagining a confident woman walking down the street, right? And you might notice that, like, automatically, when that bitch is walking down the street, like, she isn't walking like this, right? Like her posture, maybe her shoulders are back. She's connected to her chest, her heart, her breasts, right? And you can tell that when you are feeling confident, right? When you're feeling in your fucking power and you're feeling alive, you are fully coming from this positive pull in your body as a woman, right? So just remembering, if you want like a fucking confidence boost, like, just connect to your heart and connect to your breasts. Like this is going to give you so, so, so much. Just connecting to that and remembering that like, hey, this is how I fucking penetrate the world. How am I going to show up in my body? Like, what does this feel like? And maybe it doesn't feel like anything because, of course, sometimes we can tend to be really disconnected from our bodies and our breasts. It can be really hard to like connect with that energy. But I will show you something super fucking juicy and super yummy to do to foster that connection and to develop this sense of liberation and empowerment when it comes to connecting to your source of fucking power and emotional strength in your breasts. Another thing that I am going to share with you is that when you're connected with your heart, right? When you're connected with that space in your heart, you are going to have better sex. Yes, it's fucking true. Because when you have an open heart and when you are deeply, deeply, deeply connected to the space in your heart, connected to the joy, connected to your surrender, connected to your power, connected to your freedom, your liberation, you're showing up to sex in a whole different way, right? Like there's so much acceptance. there is so much centeredness and there's so much trust, right? Trust in yourself, trust in your body. And this is just gonna make sex so much fucking juicier. I can tell you, if you have an open heart, I guarantee you, you're going to connect with like all the fucking juicy ways. You can blast it open even more. And when your heart is open, your fucking pussy is open. I'm gonna say it and I'm gonna say it again because it's so fucking true. You can't have a fucking deliciously relaxed pussy without an open heart. Surrender changes everything. And so that is all I'm going to say about that. Let's talk about self-love, because self-love is like a huge fucking part of this, because without self-love, we can't really connect to our breasts if we have like a little bit of a complicated relationship with our breasts. And this is something that we get to be super patient with, right? Because self-love is something that we practice and that we come back to over and over and over and over again. And it keeps coming back in like little ways to challenge us to love even deeper. Now, I can tell you, I never was like a super big fan of my breasts. I felt like they were too small. My sternum sticks out a lot, and actually before my breast started growing, my sternum was like sticking out more than my boobs, and I was so insecure about it, and I was like, oh, I can't wait till I get my boobs, and then they're gonna be bigger, and then it's just gonna like even out, but it never fucking did. So I had a super complicated relationship with my breasts for a long time, and quite frankly, it took me a while to really get used to learning what it meant to deeply practice that self-love on my breasts and to come to acceptance of my breasts. And with all the amazing changes that life gives us, right? For me, being a mom, like witnessing my breasts change through that, it's been a fucking journey. But the beautiful thing is we get to come back to these practices over and over again, because when we connect with our breasts, right, we actually increase this incredible amount of celebration, right? We get to celebrate our bodies, and it's not often that we give ourselves the opportunity to celebrate our bodies. It's not often that we give ourselves the opportunity to say yes to pleasure and joy and just cultivating that for the sense of like self-love and acceptance. So when we actually connect deeply to self-love, we get the opportunity to heal those parts of ourselves that we don't want to show up for. And especially when it comes to loving a part of our body, right? Especially if you're like super critical about your breasts, or you're like, I don't know, you're just not in a relationship with your breasts that feels good, or maybe you just haven't even thought about it before. Like, that's a thing. Maybe you just haven't even connected with your breasts. It's fine. But if you haven't, right, cultivating the self-love gets to mean that you are showing up for the part of you that isn't really a big fucking fan of your breasts, or maybe that like little critical voice that's in your head talking shit about your breasts. Like, you get to show up for that part, and you get to show up and say, you know what? I hear you, but I am going to continue to love my breasts, and I'm going to welcome them with so much love and so much joy and so much celebration over and over and over and over again. And this is actually what cultivates deep self-love for our breasts and deep self-love for our heart as well. It's so easy to like succumb to those little voices in our heads that are telling us the worst things about our bodies, right? And it's also a big practice to keep showing up anyways, right? Because self-love, it's not about just like standing there in front of the mirror and being like, oh, like I love my breasts, they're amazing. But it's showing up and stating that and really connecting with a part of yourself that deeply desires to love your breasts when those critical moments are coming up. Because in that case, it becomes really easy to like go into this negative, okay, don't want to say negative, but like the spiral of limiting beliefs and old stories and patterns, right, that we show up for. And it can be easy to like fall into that pattern, right? But if you catch yourself noticing noticing that thought, and you just take a moment to listen to that thought and be like, okay, I see this thought, I see this pattern, and now I'm actually going to choose to show up in love for my breasts. I'm actually going to choose to love myself a little more in this moment, right? And it's these little compounded effects of self-love that actually create lasting change in the relationship that we have with our bodies, right? Because if you think about it, the way that you feel about your breasts, if you have a complicated relationship, you've probably been doing that for a few years. And the stories and the thoughts that we share about ourselves around our body, like that is deeply in there, right? And so it's going to take compounded effects of the opposite to actually recreate a new pattern and a new neuronal pathway in your brain that connects to love and acceptance. And it's really just about like little things each day. So if you're noticing any of those thoughts come up around your breasts or around your body in general, connect to the part of you that actually knows that your breasts are beautiful, that your breasts are important, that they're worthy, that they're fucking incredible for pleasure, and that they're deserving of love, right? Like you want to speak to the part of you that knows and values and deeply gets excited about your breasts. So self-love is a huge, huge, huge thing. And so incredibly important to just like keep showing up. Because when we connect with our sexual organs, like especially our breasts, in a loving way, and we keep repeating loving words, I don't know, but like it really goes down into the cells, right? And when we're connecting with our body in this way and we're repeating it over and over again, it just gets absorbed and our sexual organs actually start to come alive. And not in like the scientific sense, like, oh my God, my breasts are going to come alive, but like in the sense that you are bringing your attention towards your breasts and you're actually inviting more radiance, you're inviting more acceptance, you're inviting more compassion into your breasts. And so then your attention and your sensitization is also going to improve because this part of you is awakening, right? It's becoming energized. You might notice like a shift in energy around your breasts and you are filling your body up with sensations. And so this is why it's so incredibly important to always lead with self-love when it comes to your breasts. There's also tons of benefits when we talk about connecting with your breasts, right? Especially when we use things like breast massage, we're activating all the freaking feel-good hormones. Like oxytocin and all the fucking juicy things. We're increasing circulation, right? That's another thing. We don't really have a lot of action in our breasts unless we're like going downstairs, running, or we're having sex, or we're just like lotioning our body quickly after the shower, right? So it's really important to like invite that circulation in there so you can invite aliveness into your breasts. And the more circulation you're inviting to a part of your body, especially your breasts, the more sensitivity you're going to feel in there. There's also a really strong sense of connection that you're building with your mind and your body. When you actually do this, this is also going to increase your sex life. Increase your sex life. What am I talking about? Increase the fucking juicy pleasure that you feel in your sex life because you're actually using your connection to your breasts to go a little bit deeper into the sensations that you feel in your body. And so when we actually tap into our five senses, we're tapping deeper into the mind-body connection. We can utilize this to drop in deeper in presence during sex. Like it's something that just gets easier and easier and easier. If you find yourself like disconnecting from your body or disassociating during sex, or it's just like super easy to check out, doing a regular mind-body like breast massage practice that really connects you to your body is going to really show you how to do this and also like make it feel really delicious and easy for you to access when you're checking out during sex. It also just invites really yummy energy into your breasts. And I have experienced this when you connect with your breasts regularly and specifically practice breast massage, your breasts may grow. That's all I'm saying. Like if you just like want that fullness in your breasts, do breast massage every day. Like that is where it's at. It's really, really going to increase it. But I think it takes like a couple months. So for those of you that are hoping to increase your breast size right away, it takes commitment and a little bit of practice, but I promise you they're going to feel fuller because they're feeling happier because they're getting attention. But there's also like the circulation thing happening, and that really also increases the size a little bit as well. Speaking of breasts, did you know, fucking love these facts, did you know that if you are having sex and your partner is stimulating your nipples, try actually letting your partner stimulate the areola because your nipples are quite sensitive, but you might notice that you're feeling more pleasure in your areola because oftentimes, like when we oversensitize our nipples, it can turn into a little bit of overstimulation or numbness. So don't forget about the areola because that has more like ability to feel pleasure. Yes. Okay. Just seeing if there's any comments. No, we're good. How are you guys doing so far? You guys loving the information? Comment below if you are. Okay. Let's talk about forming a connection and relationship with your breasts because this is why we're fucking here. We want the fucking treats and we want to know how to deeply connect with our breasts and how to develop a beautiful relationship with our breasts and our heart. So first of all, we want to connect to our heart and our breasts from a place of deep love and deep acceptance, right? Because a lot of the times we come to all of these things expecting something, and this is normal, right? This is normal, but we want to come from a place of compassion and we want to come from a place of deep gratitude, right? Because oftentimes we spend so much time expecting things from our body. We spend so much time like wanting things from our body, but we actually don't show up in thanking our body, like thanking our breasts. Our breasts are so, so, so beautiful, and they're not just like a regular part of our body. They're actually there to give life, like sustain life, food, right? Yes. And even better, more so, give us juicy fucking pleasure, right? So have you taken a moment before to actually like connect with your breasts and thank them, right? Like get into deep gratitude about your breasts, how they offer you juicy pleasure, like the shape, the size. Connect with your breasts from a place of compassion, because when it comes to like actually loving our breasts deeply and we're not used to it, it can be so easy to just like feel like it's super fucking fake when we're like, oh my God, like I love my breasts. They're so amazing. Like, yes, I get that. It can feel a little fake, but if you can come from a place of acceptance, right? Rather than like forcing yourself to come from a place of like fake self-love, it's going to be so much easier to actually access that like true, deep joy, gratitude, appreciation, love for your breasts in the long run, because it actually supports you to really stick with that practice. So one of the best practices to do when it comes to breast love is actually breast massage. And so I wanted to share a little practice, and I wanted to show you how I do breast massage every morning. I love to do this after my shower, and it's just become like such a habit that also just so supports me feeling in my pleasure. And you can literally do it in 3 minutes. Like it's not even a big thing. I know that sometimes with like the big rituals, it's like, oh my God, how am I going to implement this in my life? Like this feels like a lot, but no, 3 fucking minutes is all you need. So take a moment to, you can actually do this like straight out of the shower. You can do this with your clothes on. You can do this at any time. You can do it like naked. You can bring in some oil when you're doing self-pleasure. Like there's so many ways to do breast massage, but like if you just want to start your day feeling fucking juicy, like do it when you come out of the shower or right before when you wake up, and just like try and implement it and see what changes happen when you truly connect to your breasts. So what I do is I usually grab some like skin-friendly oil, and I will just take a moment to like cup my breasts. I will close my eyes and just take a moment to actually connect with my heart energy, right? Because we want to connect with the heart energy. We want to connect with our emotional strength. We want to connect with our power, our liberation, our sexual empowerment, our emotional empowerment, our confidence, right? All of the parts of ourselves that know this possibility. And just taking a moment to hold your heart, hold your breasts, center in your power, hold this energy, right? And then usually what I do is I start from going down on the outside, right? And then up on the inside, down on the outside, and up on the inside. And so when I do this, I usually close my eyes and tap into anything that I'm feeling that day. So it can be anything like emotional, like let's say that day I'm feeling, I don't know, super sad, or I'm feeling really anxious. Then I'll just take a moment to breathe out all of that anxiousness. So inhale, and then exhale, breathe out all the anxiousness. Inhale, exhale all the sadness. Maybe you're even just like feeling some numbness, so you can even breathe in, inhale, and exhale the numbness. So connect to the sensations that you're actually feeling in your body, the emotions that are showing up, the thoughts that are showing up, and then just exhale it all out. And just do this for a couple of minutes. I usually do it for maybe 2 to 3 minutes, or you can do it for 1.5 minutes if you're just starting out. And then when it feels like kind of complete for you, the next step is to actually switch into opposite directions. So you're going to go up on the outside and then down on the inside, up on the outside and then down on the inside. And as you're doing this, you're going to really connect with your breath here. And this is where it gets juicy. This is where you get to invite all of the fucking qualities that you want to feel that day, or that you want to feel around your breasts, or that you want to invite into your body. So let's say I want to invite joy and pleasure and sensitivity. So I'm going to go up on the inside and then down on the outside, and just imagine like joy. And as I inhale, imagining joy. And then as I inhale, imagining pleasure. And as I inhale, imagining sensitivity, right? And so this is where we get to invite and cultivate all of the qualities that we want to feel in our heart, that we want to feel in our breasts. And we're just going to keep breathing and massaging. So those are the two steps that are really super easy and yummy to do with breast massage. And at the end of this practice, I just tend to cup my breasts again and then affirm something that, are we popping out here? Affirm something that I love about my breasts, like really just affirming the importance of your breasts, affirming their lovability, affirming their fucking beauty, affirming their power, affirming your heart's openness, affirming everything around your heart and your breasts, and just sharing what you love about yourself. And so this can be like a really quick 1 minute practice. I'm just going to give you an example. I love your shape. I love your areolas. I love the nipples. I love the color of my areolas. I love the size of my breasts. I love the pleasure that they offer. I love the expansiveness that they offer. I love the fucking juicy, sexy, vibrant, like womanly feeling I have when I feel my breasts. I love that my breasts awaken aliveness in me. I love the sweet, soft connection to my heart. I love my ability to surrender deeply to my heart. And so just like offering a couple of affirmations and just like confirming the deep, deep, deep love that you have for your heart and for your breasts. And so this can be incredibly, incredibly healing. You can actually, the more you practice this, the more you actually connect to the deeper emotions that are underneath your heart and the deeper emotions that are underneath the layers of the stories and the beliefs and the patterns that we have against our breasts. And we get to be really, really, really clear on what those are. And then we get to actually speak to those deeper emotions that we're craving to hear. So it can be so incredibly healing to connect with your breasts in this way and really just like recognize all of the stories that we carry around our breasts and also be able to offer our breasts the things that they are so deeply craving to hear, the thing that they are so deeply needing and wanting. And it's so incredibly healing just to know that you have the fucking power and the ability to offer this to yourself in the greatest fucking act of self-love. Like, it's so, so radical when we get to connect to our bodies in this way, when we get to connect to our breasts in this way, and especially from our heart as well. Because remember, this is how we're fucking showing up in the world. This is our power center, right? So we want to build a relationship with that emotional strength, and we want to build a relationship with that deep, deep, deep self-love so we can increase our capacity to hold more confidence in our body, right? Hold more of that feeling of empowerment in our body. Hold more of this like joy, this deep, deep, deep joy, and also hold more space to love and show up for our partners. So that is all the fucking juice I have for you in this workshop today. I hope you loved it. I'm just going to check the comments, see if anything is there. No, we're good. So comment below if you connected with anything I said. I really would love to hear your opinions and how you feel about your breasts. Like, it is a journey. I tell you, loving your breasts, loving your body, it's a constant journey. And when we actually show up more and more and over and over and over again for those struggles and for those things that feel really fucking hard and those times where we just like don't want to fucking love ourselves, we actually have the opportunity to fall more deeply in love with our body and more deeply in love with ourselves, and therefore actually increase how we fucking feel about our relationships and how we fucking feel about the sex that we're having. So I hope this inspired you to just really connect with your breasts today and just offer these babies some fucking love because they need it. Like, even if you're doing like breast massage a couple times a month, or you're just like connecting with your breasts sometimes, there's always room for more. Like, I do this every day. There's room for more of it. I feel like I could definitely love my breasts more. And so I'm actually going to do a fucking breast love practice tonight before I go to bed and love on my breasts, because it's so, so, so incredibly important to connect with your emotions and your heart, right? And when we are disconnected from our breasts, it also shows us where in our emotional world we are disconnecting from. And there's a beautiful softening that happens, right? There's a beautiful opening that happens. There's a beautiful sense of surrender that happens. And with all of this opening and with all of the softening, we're actually able to let in that power, that centeredness, right? That groundedness and that deep, deep, deep sense of aliveness that we are so craving to feel. I know it. I definitely want to feel more alive in my body and more centered. And so connecting with my breasts is so, so, so key in that. So let me know how you're feeling about this in the comments. Let me know if you're going to connect with your breasts, and maybe you already have a breast practice. If you do, I want to hear about it. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation around it. But yeah, thank you so much for watching this live. I am going to sign off now, but if you have any questions around breast massage, also, if you have watched this far, I have a juicy fucking breast practice for you. So if you want the breast practice, DM me, because I think I have a guided breast massage practice and way that you can connect with your breasts. And so if you want it, just DM me and maybe I'll fucking send it over to you. All right, loves.
And that's a wrap on another episode of Getting Intimate. I hope you got exactly what you needed today in this podcast and that you can find more ways to bring more juicy connection to yourself, your relationships, your body, and your sexuality. I hope you're feeling inspired, and I want you to remember, take what feels really yummy and ditch the rest. Everything I'm offering on this podcast is in service of your greatest pleasure and thriving. And as the Pussy Fairy, it's my duty to bring you more exquisite pleasure. If you want to get in touch, come find me on my website at www.azariamenezes.com. And I have tons of ways you can work with me. You can say hi, or you can even ask a question. I would be so happy to hear from you. You can also subscribe to my email for a juicy gift, and come find me on Instagram at azaria.menezes. Either way, I'm sending you all the juicy vibes for your week ahead.